This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
I think it's a Thursday. I think it is. I'm not too sure. It's a bit confusing this week. I hope you're doing okay. I hope you've had a good day. Got some great music on the way for you over the next few hours. If you want to shout out, just drop me a little text. Or you can tweet as well at Absolute Radio. Though what I'm going to do is I'm dedicating the first hour, if it's okay with you, to breaking news. But breaking news about things that have happened in your life. But it needs to have happened in the last hour. So maybe it's something that happened to you a couple of hours ago. I'm afraid that doesn't qualify. I need something that has happened to you in the last hour. Anything goes. Something that's happened to me in the past hour. I didn't mention this on the show. I thought it wasn't worth burdening you with it because you've got enough stuff to worry about. I'd lost my Ortlieb cycling bag. You know, them kind of leathery, plasticky bags that roll up at the top with a bit of Velcro? Couriers use it when they're going the wrong way down a one-way street. You might recognise them. Anyway, I brought it in because I keep my headphones in there. This is very boring, but it sets the scene. And it's just disappeared. I'm thinking, who would nick a gnarly old, natty old Ortlieb, which, you know, the Velcro doesn't work anymore. I have to put an elastic band on it and everything. And I've been looking, it's been weird, actually, because I've been walking around our office, a little bit like an Agatha Christie thing, trying to work out who might be the culprit. And then I got there's a special key in this building that opens all of the doors. And I found it in, and I'm not trying to start a beef with these guys, but I found it in the Greatest Hits radio cupboard. So I don't know whether Simon Mayo's had his eye on my Ortlieb. Was doing that thing that you do in a building. If you move something and no one claims it, then you can have it as your own within a week or two's time. Again, I'm not levelling that at Simon. I'm just saying it's gone missing, but now I've got it back. That's my breaking news. What is yours? Simon says he's just planted some beetroot, obviously picking up on what we were talking about. A lot of beetroot content on yesterday's Home Time show. Matt, just this minute, has landed at Heathrow. And a great bit of half-term breaking news from Steve. He says, breaking, just scored a banger of a left foot, right foot half volley against my lad, hashtag Techers. That's the standard of what we want. Gaz in Colne, Lancashire, has just hit his first 180 at darts, which is, I don't know anything about darts, but that's a couple of bullseyes, right? Producing it? No, that's not what it is. What is that? I thought genuinely, I don't know anything about darts. I know Richie watches it and stuff as well, but I just thought darts would be all about the bullseye. I grew up thinking that was the main thing, but apparently it's not. Gaz, get back in touch and clarify. Nigel says his dog just this minute has rolled around in fox poo. Is it just me or foxes pooing more at the moment? Seems like it's everywhere. And I feel like the normal dog population is maybe copping a bit of the blame for stuff that is essentially foxes. They ruin it for everyone. Marcus has just eaten a slice of pork and pickle pie. Interesting. And Kazan says, Bush, I've just got home from walking my dog. Oh, there you go. Only to find out that I've dropped my house key. So now I'm frantically backtracking our walk, trying to find them in the pouring rain. Not much fun for me, but the dog is absolutely loving it. Joe from Sutton says, Bush, breaking news. We're playing board games and I've just won Monopoly and Cluedo. And my new Lego has just arrived. I feel like I'm winning today. Living the dream there, Joe. Sarah says, I've just made a cheese and bean toastie. I've used too many beans and left it on the grill too long, so now I have molten lava cheese and all the filling has slid out. I've got to wait for it to solidify before I can attempt to eat it. It's a rookie error. Sarah, do get back in touch and let us know how that pans out. In the meantime, we've got Georgia on the phone who's got some breaking news of her own, Georgia. What's been going on in your house?
Hubby Adam was literally minding his own business, working in the office. And to match imagination, he just heard this big thud on the window. So I heard it from the kitchen. He heard it from the office. And I thought, what the hell was that? And then he said the same thing. I said, what was that? I said, I don't even know what it was. So we were looking around. He's looking around. I'm going, where was it? He said, I was saying it just flew into the window. I said, flew into the window? Because I heard it. I thought it was one of my kids just fighting, you know, as kids do.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So he's gone outside to have a look, looking around. He's seen on the window there's blood. So he's like, this is like a murder investigation. Something's happened in the garden. He's gone down to the shed by the side. And he's gone, oh, I was like, what's the matter? He was like, there's a pigeon. I was like, is it dead? He's like, I don't think it's dead. Let me just have a look. And as he's gone down to have a look, it's just flew off into the midair. So I was like, oh, great. So I'm screaming, There's blood everywhere. So it looks like a bit of a traumatic experience. Nothing that David Attenborough could sort out, I don't think, either.
You don't see that on one of those BBC documentaries, that's for sure. So you just mind your own business, pigeon flies out of nowhere, whack into your windows, a little bit like something from Hitchcock's The Birds film.
It is like a crime scene on my window at the moment, so it looks like a crime scene. Definitely.
Crime scene on my window. Isn't that a line from a R&B song? But anyway, that is amazing. And at least the pigeon's okay. It's a happy ending. It's all flown away.
I hope it's okay. There's loads of feathers everywhere. God knows where it's landed. God knows where it's gone. But hopefully it's still alive somewhere.
Breaking news. Loving your breaking news that's coming into the show this evening. Keep them coming in. These are fantastic. And like I said, the rule is it has to have happened in the last hour, and we're going to keep it as such. But there's some brilliant things, very interesting insight into your lives coming in this evening. Tom says, Bush, breaking news. Kevin from Blue Flame has just told me that my radiator was screwed into a wall made of what he's calling soft bricks. Is that a thing? I don't know. And I don't know the answer to this one. Carl Ford has been on to say he's just repaired three Mustang GT4 front splitters. I don't even know what that is. Is that a car? And then this one here says, it's from Alan in Solihull, who says, breaking news, I was in such a rush to leave work. A quick pit stop, little Alan got caught in the zip. Thank you for that. A little bit too much information.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
I just want to say happy birthday to our resident indie icon, the brilliant Tim Burgess. Frontman of the Charlatans, host of the superb award-winning Tim's Listening Party here on Absolute Radio, a programme we're all very, very proud of. It's on Sunday nights. It's just finished season two. You can hear all of that on the app as well, and season one as well. And the main thing is that he's a lovely man. I've always admired his passion and knowledge of music. He knows his stuff, that's for sure. And the thing you can always tell, whenever bands or acts come in to speak to him and you know, and be on the Listening Party, you can tell straight away that they all really love him and respect him. So that's kind of like a huge kind of tick for him, I think, as well. So huge respect to him. He's always very cool as well, Tim Burgess. Always looks on point, looks the part. You never see Tim Burgess coming in to do the Listening Party wearing, I don't know, a paint-splattered O2 England rugby shirt from the Johnny Wilkinson era with a Kappa Trekkie bottoms on, that kind of thing. He always looks the part. So I was kind of thinking, oh, what is he... What does Tim Burgess do for his birthday? What do famous people do for their birthday? Our producer, Nick, who produces this show, Home Time, is also the producer for Tim's Listening Party. And he actually, would you believe, saw Tim this morning and he asked him, what is he doing for his birthday today? And would you believe it? The main thing that came across is that Tim is looking forward to having, this is the God's honest truth, Tim Burgess from the Charlatans is looking forward to having trifle for dessert this evening after his tea. Didn't even mention what he's having for tea. Talking about trifle. And you know, that's interesting, that, because I have a kinship with this, because I love trifle too, but it's kind of a weird dessert now. It's kind of a throwback of a dessert from the olden days, from fairy tales in many ways. You know, I mean, it's not very refined, is it? It's a hugely underrated dessert, trifle. And for, you know, first off as well, I don't know if you're a trifle lover like myself and Tim Burgess from the Charlatans, that pot never serves four, does it? They say it's for four people, not in a million years, it's two. Or maybe, you know, if you lose the plot, sit in your pants and have the whole thing with one of them big dessert spoons, maybe it just serves one. But you kind of feel weird eating trifle because it makes you feel like Augustus Gloop from Willy Wonka just having it to yourself, doesn't it? But either way, a massive happy birthday to Tim Burgess this evening. I hope maybe he's on the trifle right now as we head towards 5 o'clock. I don't know what time he eats. But big love to him and big love to all fellow trifle lovers.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Hello to Matt, who's tweeted to say, I'm in Birmingham for the UK Games Expo. I'm a big board game geek, whatever you call it. And so many people have been going on about this. I don't even know what it is, but it just seems like this big place where everyone goes to look at brand new games that are about to go out and buy them and stuff like that as well. Very excited. Bit of FOMO going on there as well from me, I think. And hi to Rachel, who says, Bush, have just been told I need braces, she puts in brackets, for my teeth, not to keep my pants up, and it's going to cost me thousands of pounds that I literally don't have.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Just about last night's show, we were talking about weird things that you like to eat or snack. Do you remember it started with me talking about eating fiery beetroot? And we had loads of people getting in touch with all sorts of mad stuff. One guy in particular, we spoke to him on the phone, if you remember, about half five or maybe 6 o'clock yesterday, a guy who loves eating pickled eggs. Do you remember him? I think he was called Lee. And he's just saying how much he can eat, four or five eggs in one go, that kind of thing. Fairly grim, like mental images of him dislocating his jaw to get the egg down there, that kind of thing. But he finished the call by saying that his wife says he's not allowed to have any more of these pickled eggs because I think it gives her the ick, and that's absolutely within her right. But one of you guys then subsequently texted in to say that would make a great phone-in for Home Time. And that's what I love about you lot. You come up with some brilliant ideas. That is a great idea for a phone-in. What things are you not allowed to do or have anymore? Has someone in your life put their foot down and said, right, that's it, that's enough, and you've agreed for the sake of peace and quiet in your own home? Like for me, in our house, I used to love, obviously being from Liverpool, my mum and dad are both Scousers. I don't know if this is a northern thing, but I used to have bread and butter with pretty much everything. I remember once a mate taking the mickey out of me when we were at university, and I had a Chinese takeaway, but I had bread and butter on the side, sliced up white bread and butter. I think it makes everything better. But my other half, Katie, says that that's quite bad for me. And it's not a good way to live your life. So I don't do that anymore now. It's just behind me. I'm a different person. Pi has just texted to say, I'm not allowed to have tin mackerel whilst the wife's in the house. So it might not be food related, it might be anything. But what in your life, and I admit, I see that there may be an avenue where this can be taken in murky directions, but I trust you to keep it on the straight and narrow. Also, it's filled my heart. Lots of you have been telling us how much you have loved Absolute Radio Calm so far. So we're making it a permanent part of our family of stations. Joe, the interesting thing, I was just chatting to our boss, Paul, earlier on, and obviously we can get research on when you're listening to it and how you're listening to Absolute Radio Calm. And the biggest listening time is people like between 7 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning. So 7 p.m., 5 a.m. Which is great because it means people are falling asleep to it. And you might fall asleep to this show and you're well within your rights. But it's nice to know that it's bringing a bit of calm to people's lives in this kind of absolute chaos that you get in wall-to-wall breaking news and stress. Basically, Absolute Radio Calm is back-to-back relaxing sounds, stuff like waves and rain and beach walks and roaring fires. And you won't hear any ads or messages if you sign up to become an Absolute Radio Premium listener. Plus, you'll get loads of other exclusive stations like Forgotten 80s, Chilled, My Indie Disco 24/7 and more. Sign up for a free 3-month trial with the code CALM at absoluteradio.co.uk. Enjoy no ad breaks and exclusive stations, and then it's £3.99 after the trial ends and terms apply. Find out more right now at absoluteradio.co.uk and let us know what you think.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Sarah, please tell everyone what's not allowed to happen in your house anymore.
So my husband thinks it's perfectly fine for him to rip his toenails off with his hands casually while sat on the edge of the bed.
Wow. So this is, let's just get some clarity on this. What's your husband's name, if you don't mind us asking?
His name's Luke.
So Luke, right? Is this, he sat on the bed while she's getting ready to go to bed, taking his toenails off?
Whether he goes to bed and I'm relaxing and chilling out on the bed, and he thinks it's fine to just stand, sit there and get his foot up on the bed and start ripping toenails off.
Oh my word. And
whilst
Sarah,
I'm trying to relax.
You're there trying to watch TikTok, getting yourself in a position to go to sleep, and you can see his toenails coming off left, right, and centre.
I'm in the calm pose and there's nails flying all over the place. Yeah.
And has Luke got nice feet? If you don't mind me asking, Sarah, do you want to see his kind of like hooves?
I've got a bit of a phobia of feet, and I describe them as hobbit feet.
Well, like big old rubbery long toes.
Yeah.
Hair on the top of each of his toes.
Yeah. Bit of hair on there as well. Yeah.
And then we don't want to go too much into what happens in the bedroom with you guys, but where does he put these toenails after he's ripped them off, Sarah?
Well, he puts them on his bedside table, of course. Ooh. And then sometimes he forgets that they're there.
Oh, my word.
So, then we have the standoff of who's going to move them first.
This is outrageous. Sarah, I want to nominate you for a Pride of Britain award for just spending time with Luke.
Thank you. I need one.
Loving your breaking news stories that have been coming in during the show tonight. Hannah Parker from Belfast has emailed to say her breaking news is that the doorbell went and she rushed down thinking it was the Tesco delivery driver, but it was in fact the postman with a parcel containing the hair dye that she'd ordered online. She wasn't expecting it to arrive until tomorrow, but now she can dye her hair pink this evening. Everyone's got different stuff going on. That's the learning, that's the take home from tonight's show. This text says, Susie the dog groomer here. I just had a dog poo in my hand whilst bathing it. I wonder if that's lucky or not lucky. I have a suspicion that's probably not good luck. Stephen says, My wife was due home from work at 10 minutes past four. I managed to get the pots washed, which I started at 5 minutes past four after watching Netflix all day, and she was none the wiser. Tight timelines, but a real pressure pot washing situation. Fez says, I just got back from the golf driving range and I've just hit a drive 278 yards with a total of 298 yards after the carry. I don't know what it means. It usually only carries 230 yards, so this is absolutely massive for me. It's a bit like the darts thing from earlier on, Fez, mate. I don't understand any of these words, but if that's good for you, then I'm happy for you. And then I kind of love this text. They don't leave their name, which is a shame. But they say, breaking news, about 40 minutes ago, I had this strange urge to dab. Do you remember that thing? Was that Usain Bolt who made that up? Do you remember like everyone was dabbing? Producers Harry and Nick both dabbing in the studio right now. They said they haven't done it in years, and now I can't stop dabbing at work. Help. Maybe we should just hashtag bring dabbing back. Now, there's a campaign I can get behind.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So you remember the fella earlier on who got in touch to say that he'd been watching Netflix all day when his other half was at work, and then he got all the poshes watched within 5 minutes of her, just before she got back. Andy Watson says, I did a similar thing first time I stayed at my girlfriend's mum's house. I made sure I had my hands in the sink when she got home from work so she saw me working rather than lazing about. Now, normally on a Thursday, obviously Richie's not here this week, so we're not doing it, but we normally do a thing called Find a Word For. I've got a feeling that could be a Find a Word For of the future. That panic and making it look like you've been doing something where you've actually had your feet up. Jamie in Glasgow says one of the things that my wife passed when she moved in was the banishment of several of my favourite garments from my bachelor's collection wardrobe. These included colourful items such as a sheepskin jacket, collarless shirts. Oh, I think all fellas are partial to a bit of a Beatles trip round India era collarless shirt. Cuban heeled cowboy boots. As well. In retrospect, she was right on every count, and she's still the best decision I ever made. God bless you, Jamie. Pass on our best to your other half. We've got Laura on the line. Laura, what are you now no longer allowed to do in your house?
Right, so I'm not allowed to do DIY projects that I find on Instagram anymore.
Okay, so you're not allowed to do DIY projects that you come across on Instagram and think, oh, that looks like fun, I'll give that a go.
Yeah, exactly.
What's happened?
I tried to make drinking glasses out of used beer bottles.
Okay. Do you want drinking glass? What? Turn a beer bottle into. Oh, I see. Take the top off a bottle so that it becomes a glass, right?
Yeah. And it involved using acetone.
Right. I don't even know what that is, but that sounds pretty heavyweight stuff.
Nail varnish remover, basically.
Right. Okay.
And then some soaked string in the acetone, and then wrap it around the neck of the bottle. And
don't try this at home.
Fire.
Don't try this at home. So you set fire to it around the string. What happened, Laura?
I got the acetone on my hand. Didn't think to wash it off before I set the piece of rope on fire and set fire to myself at the same time.
Oh my word! This is like Newark answer to Michael Jackson and the Pepsi advert right here.
But this was a few years ago, mine, so I haven't done it since.
So you've had to agree not to do any more of these kind of mad experiments in the house. So are you okay?
Yeah,
what were the injuries?
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely fine. Just superficial burns.
But it sounds like an album, to be honest with you. good to speak to you. Stay out of trouble, Laura, okay?
Yes, thank you.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Thank you for your input. Thank you for your breaking news. Thank you for your honesty and transparency about what stuff you're not allowed to do at home anymore. And I'm going to be honest, I was a little bit worried about doing that phoning because I thought you were going to do mucky stuff. And there was hardly any mucky stuff. There was obviously a few stragglers, but you expect that on home time, and I wouldn't expect anything less.